Welcome to the Hammer Time Radio Show. Yes, I am Maurice, and thank you very much, Bob, for the introduction. And our production engineer today is John Couch. So welcome to the show, John. It's nice to be with you on this great Sunday as we celebrate a little bit of rain that we've had the past couple days. I do have to admit that the rains that came yesterday came at the best opportune time for A-Handy Man's Haven as we transmit today in the A-Handy Man's Haven radio studio on AM 1030, the frequency for The Voice with trusted local news and talk. We did offload an 18-wheeler of cabinets on Saturday, and thank goodness that it rained late in the afternoon. Otherwise, we would have had about 15 people along with who knows how many cabinets soaking wet as we try to offload and get him into our warehouse. One of these days, I'll build a covering where the truck can park underneath and have a comfortable non-rain offloading. However, it does rain so infrequently around Tucson, which is a good part from that standpoint, bad for the plants and animals and the wildlife, but a great period of time. Anyway, we enjoy the rain. A-Handy Man's Haven, which in Tucson is situated at 1724 South 6th Avenue. That places us six blocks south of 22nd Street, the big yellow building on the west side of the street going southbound. If you hit 29th Street, I shouldn't say hit it, but if you pass over 29th Street, we're two blocks back over your right shoulder if you're going southbound. Our phone on location in Tucson is 520-624-7200. Hours of operation are from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday through Saturdays. Our Green Valley location, of which many of you people may or may not have heard of, is situated at 125 West Calle de las Tiendas, the northern end of Green Valley area, coming off of I-19 on the Duval Mine Road. As you head westbound, you need to immediately transition to the south side of the east-west roadway as you come off, and then turn on the frontage road to go down to the Duval Mine Road as they head westbound. The address in Green Valley is 125 West Calle de las Tiendas, Suite 103A as in Alpha. Phone number on location is 520-369-4858. The hours of operation are generally between 8:30 in the morning a.m. to 4:30 p.m. Monday through Friday. As many of you know, that we were successful in some selection process on behalf of the listeners and everybody else that knows of the voting for the Arizona Daily Star Reader's Choice. Much of our surprise when I did receive a phone call this past week that we were involved in being a finalist. That's the top three in three categories. At one time period, I did not even know that we were listed in two other categories. The other two categories were the best hardware store, and the third category was the best home improvement design. One of those makes sense, but the others, even though we have an extensive hardware supply, was a little bit surprising to us at A-Handy Man's Haven. So again, we appreciate your voting for us, being in the selection of three categories in the top three, and that is very, very honorable from our standpoint, and we do appreciate the recognition on behalf of the listening audience that took time out to vote for us during this award ceremony. I'd like to talk a little bit again about some of our cabinet modification systems as well as our laminate countertops, which is the main category in the Reader's Choice Award that we've maintained a selection process. And laminate countertops are by far, folks, the least cost of countertops that anybody can purchase to put on top of your arrangement that you may want to have a countertop to do whatever you want to accomplish, such as your craft room, such as an office space, countertops to work on for whatever activities you may want to employ, as well as a kitchen, garages, libraries, or etc. We can market for you 9 feet of laminate countertop by Formica or Wilson Art, two of the major distributors of the laminate, for $81. That's $9 a linear foot. Far less than what you'd pay for any form of any other countertop that's available, be it a natural stone countertop, it be in any quartz countertop, or be it any wood countertop such as a butcher block or any sort of tile format that may be available. Laminate is by far, in one aspect, the most economical and the best countertop that you can have, as long as you take care of it like you should any countertop. And that would mean no cutting on any countertop. I don't care what type it is. Don't drag any pots and pans across the countertop, nor put any hot items on a countertop. Always use a trivet when you come across something like that. So we can provide you 9 feet with an integrated backsplash for $81. All straight cuts are complimentary. If you would like us to finish that countertop for you and put finished ends on it, or cut the 90-degree corner, 45-degree miter, or any splices you may want for a slight upcharge, all straight cuts are complimentary. You could walk home in 1 or 2 days and be ready to install your countertop at a moment's notice. So keep that in mind as we've been selected for the last 2 years on behalf of the Reader's Choice Award as the winner in the best cabinets and countertops available according to the selection process on the Arizona Daily Star's Reader's Choice. We do extensive modification of cabinets, and one of the unique things we have going on at the present time happens to be a base microwave system, and looks like we're coming upon our first break, and I'm going to break loose here and have Mr. John Couch take us away as we are transmitting on AM 1030, The Voice, with your trusted local news and talk. Welcome back to the Hammer Time Radio Show. Transmitting in the A. Henny Manshaven radio studio. I am Maurice from A. Henny Manshaven. We're on AM 1030, The Voice, with your trusted local news and talk. So we're discussing some of the current modifications that are being employed at A. Henny Manshaven in our Tucson location. And one of them is converting a base cabinet to house a microwave system with a drawer. And one of the major requirements for this is not every cabinet company has base microwave systems, nor do they have upper wall cabinet microwave systems. So we have to adjust the cabinetry and modify them extensively in order to accomplish this on behalf of the customer's request. A little bit about the safety of microwaves. One of the most undesirable places to put a microwave, and many of you may be shocked according to this, and that is putting it over the top of a stove, be it an electric stove, a cooktop, or be it a gas stove. I could discuss the safety features that are lacking with that type of an operation, and maybe sometime in the future I'll bring it back up again. But microwaves can also be employed in the base cabinets. And that is an area that many people would like to have it. However, the cabinet companies, many of them do not make a base cabinet capable of housing a microwave. But as it may be, we at A. Henny Manshaven have the expertise and the design capability and the creativity to change the complexion of a base cabinet in depth and height, so to speak, as well as what we have to do with the other implements. So recently we took a drawer unit that had two drawers in it, which is different than what most cabinet companies produce, and made the cavity acceptable for a microwave and retaining the bottom drawer within the cabinetry. So what did all that entail? One is that they wanted an 18-inch deep cabinet in order to comply with their island system that they were employing the base microwave cabinet in. That required us to take a 24-inch base cabinet that was a two-drawer cabinet and reduce it in depth from 24 inches to 18 inches, of which we do quite easily. And then we had to readjust the drawer system and put the shelf system in, whereby the microwave will sit on a shelf, so we accomplished that. And then the glide system, being that it came with 24-inch glides or 22-inch glides from front to back, we had to purchase additional glides that were only 18 inches from front to back. That's so they would work within the drawer box. Being that the original drawer box was 22 inches deep from front to back, we had to change the depth of the drawer box and reduce it down to about 15 inches to accommodate the new glide system, and also that so it would operate appropriately with the soft close system required for the rest of the cabinetry. So all that can be done at A Handyman's Haven in a matter of time. And, of course, that does increase the additional expense. But the beauty of the whole operation is, number one, we can do it. Number two, the customer is receiving the type of cabinet and the efficiency of the kitchen that they're looking for at a much lower cost than going to one of the more customized cabinet companies that we do employ in order to accomplish that. So that's one thing to keep in mind with A Handyman's Haven. The second item that we're working on, and we've pretty much concluded the way to accomplish this, is that about a year ago, we did a cabinet design for the kitchen, and the customer, due to the wall structure, ended up with a 15-inch area behind a base cabinet that is up against the wall, and they said later in the future they will do something with that. Well, they did call recently, and they're looking at attempting to employ a wine rack pullout system that, unfortunately, in our case, which I don't think we'll quite accomplish, is would be 48 inches deep. That's front to back. You not only have to be able to get the glide system and everything else to do that, but you have to have at least 48 inches of free space in front of the cabinet, which most kitchens do not have as you're passing back and forth in various areas. So we're able to accomplish this a little bit different. So we'll get a wine rack system, a double shelf wine rack system. It'll be a pull-out system. It'll be 15 inches wide, which will be able to put many bottles of wine, or in my case, maybe many bottles of balsamic vinegar, or some of that extra virgin olive oil, Evo as we call it, that would be able to be employed for the cooking arrangement. So this is a very challenging operation to find all the parts that we need, and we're ready to get ready to employ this for the customer who is interested in filling in this 15-inch space that they have behind a cabinet. Again, folks, we at A Handyman's Haven, we can do it for you, and keep that going. The other thing that's important is that we can do carcass building, and what I mean by that is if you have your face frames with the doors and drawers on it that are extremely acceptable and in good shape, we can build a brand new box behind your cabinetry. We normally do it with plywood that is UV coated, ultraviolet coated on both sides, which gives you very good pristine sides from that standpoint. If we need to, we could put a finished end on it that will match the rest of the cabinetry, and you could be all set up from that standpoint and maintain the exact efficiency of the kitchen you have right now at a minimum expense compared to complete tear-out, brand-new cabinets, and a complete install. So again, we can do it, folks. Come on down, and we'll assist you in employing the desirable things that you like. We also had this past week, which I was part of, a customer that brought in a cabinet maker out of New Mexico to work with him and a friend of his on the type of kitchen that he was trying to employ in the home that he wanted to remodel. It was extremely interesting in talking to a professional custom cabinet maker who was extremely knowledgeable on many of the things that we were talking about because of the extensiveness that the customers were requesting to do with his area. So we have a lot of questions to be answered at the present time, but it was an extremely enlightening operation to discuss with the three people and myself on what needed to be employed to provide for the customer what he was looking for. Okay, if you'd like to give us a phone call here at the studio, we'd truly appreciate it to let us know what's going on within your home, any do-it-yourself questions that you may be, or comments you'd like to ask on the subject matter we've already discussed, and that phone number being 520-790-2040. That's 520-790-2040. Give us a call, and John will answer the phone for you, and we'll set you up so we can get you on the air live and discuss with you the operations that you have going. I'd like to presently talk about whether you're selling your house, which may be important to a lot of people. As we know, this happens to be a seller market that we're in. Many people are putting their house up for sale, which is a very opportune time to do it. And then if you can, you can turn right around again and buy another house with the reduced interest rates that are coming about. You may be able to save yourself a lot of money and upgrade your home from that standpoint. So some items to remember. In one of the trade magazines I was reading, items to consider. Most of these may very well be known by the realtor that you may be working with, which surely could be an asset in either you buying your house or selling your house from that standpoint. But a lot of homes have rugs or carpet in them. And if you have a relatively large room, the carpet may be kept for that operation because it defines an area. A lot of people will have a nice rug sequence underneath their dining room table, and they can work it back and forth from that standpoint. Or if you happen to have a very unique floor, whether it be an old-time hardwood flooring or a good laminate flooring or whatever flooring that you've employed that's been extremely attractive for your home, you may want to remove the rugs or the carpet and allow that to be accentuation for your home as you're trying to sell it and move on. Another thing that may be occurring, and I can say that this is prevalent in my home, is that the lighting fixtures throughout the house would be a good choice to take a look at them and see if you would like to update them to something that is a little more current and stylish for the type of home. When many of us remodel, if it's 15, 20 years ago, the lighting system that was available at that time period can surely be updated to be more prominent and prevalent, and especially with the LED lightings that are available today, those would be a great asset in reducing the utility consumption on your home with long-lasting light bulbs that may last longer than your life, definitely would be longer than the home's life. And with that being in mind, that would be an asset for a buyer coming in as you're trying to sell your home. Take a look at your doorbell. Today, with the modernistic doorbells that are available, you can get all sorts of doorbells, especially ones that have a video attached to them. If you can get signed up for the ones that can go to your cell phone, you can be 20 miles south of Timbuktu, wherever that's located at, and somebody can walk up to your home, either deposit a package or ring the doorbell, and guess what? You can answer your door or you can answer the ringing of the door, and a person may never know whether you're in the home or not in a home, especially if you have a car parked there or you may have your car in a garage, of which they may be able to see if you have windows in your garage, which could be important from that standpoint. So that may be a tremendous asset for your home. I do know that at one time period, I came home, and I do have one of these doorbells in our home, and I knew that when I pressed the doorbell, it would alert the dogs in the house, and boy, they became extremely vocalized, sort of in that aspect, screaming and hollering as they're running towards the door, and all of a sudden, I heard a nice little voice that says, "What are you doing ringing that doorbell?" And I said, "Oops, I sort of forgot that you would be able to see the doorbell. And she was quite a distance away from that standpoint. So that was pretty funny. At least I enjoyed that in one aspect. Got to talk to my wife as I was walking in the house at home, trying to play around with the dogs and their sort of thing. So keep that in mind. Doorbells are very important, and you may be able to even get on your doorbell if you notice somebody is there and say, "Yes, how may I help you? My husband's going to be home right away, so I think you better depart the front premises and move on down the street." The home that you purchase may be of significance, especially if from the street, as an example, you may be able to see your front door or a good portion of your home, whereby your neighbors, as they drive by, could see if there's anything going on your front porch. That's not always the case, depending upon how the land is being developed or was developed and your home is situated. My home is that way. You can see the complete front angle. It's an L angle type home from the street, and you could tell if anybody is walking up and down the porches or whatever may happen to be. So that is something that may be of a concern when you're looking at buying your new home. And if you could enhance that in a selling your home, that may be important too from that standpoint. We're coming upon the end of our second segment. We're transmitting on AM 1030, The Voice, with your trusted local news at Talk. And John Couch will take it away, and we'll see you after the break, folks. Yes, folks, if I had a hammer, I would hammer all day long. I am Maurice from A. Handyman's Haven, transmitting in the A. Handyman's Haven radio studio on AM 1030, The Voice, with your local news and talk. It's great being with you on this Sunday, and maybe we'll have some more rain this evening from that standpoint. If you'd like to enter into the conversation, I invite you to do that. Phone number is 520-790-2040. We'll attempt to answer all the questions you may have, or if you have a discussion point you'd like to bring up, we would truly appreciate that. I'm presently talking about selling your home as time comes along. It's been a seller's market at the present time, and it may be good when you start thinking about things like that. And we're talking about various avenues that you can increase the likability for your home for a prospective buyer. So we already covered many of those items to start off with. Another one would be in your kitchen or any place where you may have a backsplash. It could be a bathroom. And one thing to remember is that take a look at your backsplash. Of course, if it's integrated into your countertop, that may be a little difficult to do anything with it, but you could add something to the top of it. You may be able to dress up that area to make it a little more attractive. There's various things that you could do. You could add some tile to it. You could add some tin ceiling, of which we have at A. Handyman's Haven. You could add some reclaimed natural stone. Lots of things are available in order to dress up the area that's maybe above your countertop to the bottom of your upper cabinets, or maybe from the top of your backsplash that's already in existence to the bottom of the upper cabinets. You can also design your own system of a tile that you may like to have, and have various mosaics presented there that would be very attractive to the new interior designing that you're taking place in your home. Good idea to keep that in mind. Adding lighting around the outside of your home. As many of us know that during the evening we hear some strange activity going on, and I can say that by turning on an exterior perimeter lighting system, that could be a major deterrent for anybody that's trying to hunker around or sneak around your home, be it coming over your wall in your backyard or walking up to the front door or thinking nobody's home because there's no cars there. You can have the infrared, as we call motion lighting systems, come on. That can brighten up the area around the house. So a good perimeter system or a good flood system that comes on automatically. The other thing is if you have light switches within your home, circuitry that was developed or that you can develop even after you have started occupying your home, that you can turn on your lights from various aspects, that would be a tremendous asset in lightening up the perimeter of your home. Many people have so-called motion sensors, or others may have a floodlight system, especially with LED lights today, which are low power, that can provide light all night long. So keep that in mind from a security perimeter system around your home. You may even be able to deter some wildlife that comes about because there's certain wildlife that only is nocturnal in nature, and when you get bright lights out there, they may be susceptible and not coming around from that standpoint. So there could be a double asset when you have your outside perimeter light system available. Garage doors may be another one if you happen to have a garage system. There are garage door operating systems that are subjected or they can be submitted to easy breaking in by releasing the brake release system on the door system itself, because that is a way of emergency, so to speak, opening your garage door. It releases the screw arm that's there, or the up sort of arm, whatever you want to call it, the turn screw that ends up opening up the garage door and closing it. There's normally a bar on many of the older type systems whereby you could release that yourself and open up the garage door from the inside, even though the electricity may not be operating for whatever reason. So there are some upgrades to the garage doors that may be very, very important. If you have an old type garage door that does not have the stopping system on it due to the lights that flash back and forth, you may want to install some sort of system that will prevent a young child from being injured as a result of the garage door automatically closing and not stopping as a result of an obstruction within the garage system itself. Grouts are very important. We may have grout lines in our shower, we have grout lines on your floor, you may have grout lines on your countertop because of the areas that tiles of any form, nature, or material have been employed as a countertop or flooring. Being at the home shift on a daily basis, I know I've mentioned this in the past, they shift upwards of some 20 times a day due to the relative humidity, due to the temperature of the home, the cooking that's going on, air conditioning, be it heating or cooling or whatever it may happen to be. As a result of that, grout lines are going to crack because of the shifting items of the home. So keep that in mind when you are employing flooring that or countertops that are using grout lines. They do require sealing on a periodic basis because the grouts are porous. There's basically two types of grouts that are available. One is a sanded grout. The other is considered a non-sanded grout. Both of them will separate from the tiles because they're dissimilar pieces of material, and they are going to crack at time periods, like all concrete items do crack. You may even happen to see cracks in your tile because of the shifting of your home. This is common, not unusual, and no matter how good the tile setters are, nature is a pretty difficult item to control in order to prevent that from happening. So sealing your grout, prepping your grout to get rid of the cracks could very well be an enhancement when somebody is attempting to sell their home, when the buyer comes in to take a look at that to give a nice presentation. Take a look at your outlets, be it their outlets or switch covers. The receptacles, be it a dual or a quad, or the switching, which could be one, two, three, four, or five light switches or mechanism switches that you may have. Those plastic items may become cracked or chipped, and you may want to replace all those to give a nice presentation. Cabinet hardware is another one. We have had a lot of requests lately that people are looking for a cabinet door system where they, or a drawer system where they can open and close without having any handles or knobs. One is for cleanliness, that they don't have to worry about the constant cleanliness that has to occur with handles and knobs. The second thing would be eliminating the handles and knobs because of the fingernails. As most of us know, that when you try to open up a door or a drawer, that your fingernails are going to scratch the surface of the fine surface that you have on your stain or paint job. So with that being in mind, you may want to take a look at your hardware, take a look at behind your hardware, and see if you have any fingernail damage from that standpoint. So that may be something that you may want to think about improving as far as your selling your home goes. The other thing that maybe occurs is that maybe your cabinet doors and drawers are a little out of adjustment for the constant use that they have been going through over the period of time that you've been living in your home. So you may want to take a look at that and see if they're adjusted in fine order and they have the proper separation that they need and they all function and close very easily. You may want to upgrade some of these systems. We can get hardware that would be soft close for the doors. That's relatively easy to accomplish. We do have the machinery at our store whereby we could develop the present hole system required to put what they call the compact or the hidden hinge or the European look, as it may be called, within your door system yourself. And we have all the, or we may be able to obtain the specialized hinging that you may need in order to have your doors function properly. Another way to enhance your home. We talked about the hinges on the doors. We can also put a soft close system on the doors relatively easy, or the drawers rather, relatively easy. Or your installer or your do-it-yourselfer can accomplish that, and we can show you how to maneuver the system so they can be done. So the tremendous upgrade on your doors and drawers, and the buyer may never know that there was an upgrade that you did at a relatively low cost, and it surely will enhance your kitchen operation, because that is one of the prevalent things that are required, or not required, but requested on a daily basis, that we want soft close systems from that standpoint. I talked about the fingernail clawing marks, so to speak, if you want to look at it that way. But what about your pets? If you have cats and pets that seem to like to let you know that they want to go outside and they're scratching on your doors, you may end up having some claw marks on the doors that they're trying to let you know what's going on. Or if they're on the outside, as an example, and want to get in, they may want to scratch on the doors. I do know that in our own home, we have one dog that likes to scratch the screens. We happen to have some steel sash windows that have that open to the outside, so we have the screens on the inside, which is what quite characteristic back in the 50s, 60s, and 70s of building homes. So she likes to scratch the screens, and it just nerve-wracking for my wife and I as we're coming home from that standpoint, hearing all this scratching noise. Of course, she may be filing her toenails or her paw nails. I don't know, but that could be an avenue that's taken place too. Take a look at your ceilings. You may have some stain marks on your ceilings. Maybe you had a water leak at one time period, but you got that fixed. So you could have some rust marks that appear. Take a look at the cracks in your ceiling, be it a drywall function or be it a wet cement plastered ceiling home from that standpoint. So if you have any of those, that would be a good idea to have those repaired. That's so you could have a nice presentation of your ceiling. Also, maybe repainting the inside of the home after all the cracks and claw marks are straightened out. Doorknob dings in the walls. What we mean by that is that many door knobs, as you open them up, they go up against the wall, and sure enough, there's no protection, and the door wall has created a nice circular, or maybe a lever has created a nice indentation in the plastered walls or the drywalls. One thing I did in my home, of which a lot of people do, but I did a little bit differently. They'll come down to the store and they'll buy the hardware items that where they have either a spring item or they'll have a hard piece of item that is a little bit of a stick, so to speak, that when the door opens, it will go up against the wall that is there and prevent the doorknob from hitting the wall structure. The downside on a drywall system is that the doorknob may actually crack right through the drywall and create a hole, which now you're going to have to patch the hole. I'll talk a little bit more about this after our break that we have presented here coming up. We're transmitting on AM 1030 The Voice with your trusted local news and talk. Take it away, John. Yes, folks, put your hard hat on, especially when you're working under a ceiling or something like that, in order to prevent extracurricular knobs that may appear on the top of your head because something fell on you. I am Maurice, transmitting in the A. Handyman's Haven radio studio on AM 1030, The Voice, with your trusted local news and talk. Nice to have you with us today. If you'd like to call us down at the store in Tucson, the phone number is 520-624-7200. Our Green Valley location store phone number is 520-369-4858. We're talking about various activities and things to do to give a good presentable look to the seller of your home. And we're talking about doorknob dings when you open up your door as they bang into the wall. If you remember looking in many commercial installations, they have the big, huge round door bumper that's sitting there. I would truly hope that it sets behind a stud, which may not be the case, because if it is in a area where there is no stud in time, whether you have a door bumper there or nothing at all, the doorknob could penetrate right through the drywall. Then you'll have a bigger mess to try to close up from that standpoint. So what I did with several doors that I felt needed a door bumper system because they were opening up against the wall is I located where the stud is on the wall that sits where the door opens up against, and I actually mounted one of those either spring or hard retaining devices, which are about 3 or 4 inches long, at the top of the door, and may have put a little piece of brass up there that would cover right over the top of the stud, and then that bracket that prevents the doorknob from banging into the drywall is up high. So why is it good to have it up high? Well, I think I've looked at many of them in various people's homes because they're down on a floor, be they on the baseboard system or on the door, and they're all bent and twisted out of shape because of the sweeping, the mopping, the vacuuming, and everything else that occurs. And if you're getting ready to sell your home, all those ought to be changed. But putting them up high would be a good location to prevent all that from happening. I can tell you the length of time that I've been in my home, I have no penetration of the drywall, or the plaster, or anything else that is retaining the door from banging up against the wall. If you have any screens in your home, be either interior screens or exterior screens, would be a good time to replace those screens and get them to be very clean. That's so when you open up the door or the windows, so to speak, to the outside, that you can keep the so-called insects and bugs out and get the fresh air in from that standpoint. There are good screen replacement companies in Tucson that can help you with that aspect of it. So those are some things to consider when you're trying to sell your home or trying to straighten out your home for your own personal use. One of the other things that we can talk about in homes, and we're probably, every one of us are a victim of this, is that we have many items in our home, and what we really need to do on some sort of basis, and we often heard of spring cleaning, and that is maybe to declutter our house. It's just amazing over a period of years how your home can get to be cluttered up with various aspects. Donate it. Maybe periodically on a quarterly basis, or if you want to use the spring as the time, or going back to school while you have before you go back to school and you have the young people at home to help you, is you can collect all the items that need to be removed, and you can donate them to various philanthropic organizations in Tucson. There are several of them. I'm not going to get involved with naming so many of them, but you want to keep them in mind as far as donations go. You may want to sell it. As you know, many have Craigslist. The newspapers used to be a good portion of selling it. Not very strong anymore in their classifieds. We do have a pickup newspaper that's available, which is, the name of me just fell away. It used to be called Tucson Shopper a long time ago, but it's the one where you can get your ads listed, and it's at many grocery stores and that nature. So you can use those little pickup ones, and people can purchase from there. The other unique thing is put it on the curb. You may laugh, and maybe your homeowners association won't allow it from that standpoint, but I can give you an example. This last Thursday, our refrigerator at the store blew its compressor, and all of a sudden, we recognized at closing time on Thursday that the refrigerator was not cooling appropriately. We took all the items out of them, sent them home with the employees, and Friday we started looking for a refrigerator. So I went and bought a very good reconditioned refrigerator, and so now the question comes up is, what are we going to do with the old one? Well, predominantly when we have a lot of extra items around the store that we don't need, or they're surplus items from cutting in wood items from that standpoint, or pallets, we put them out on the curb, by the way, by our dumpster. And I remember leaving the store at about 5:20 on a Friday evening. The refrigerator was sitting out there by the dumpster. I came back in after picking up a couple of errands that I was accomplishing to deposit at the store. I was back about 6:15. That's less than an hour, and the refrigerator was gone. And I thought, yay, how about that? I didn't have to haul it away. I didn't have to get it in a pickup truck. I didn't have to offload it, and it was gone. So very, very important. The curb selection process for many, many people is important, and I truly hope that the individuals that did pick it up is able to make good use for it, whether they took it to a reclamation center or so on. And just to let each of you know that even though the refrigerator had devices where it can easy open if somebody had been trapped on the inside, we did remove the two doors that are on the refrigerator and set them aside, that so no emergency would have occurred as a result of somebody walking by from that standpoint. Trash it. You know, that's always a thing that you can do. You can put it in your trash bins. You could take it to reclamation centers. They'll take a lot of different types of trash. Or you can rent a roll-off or a small dumpster when you get ready to do things like this. Load it up and have it haul away. Another very important. Of course, you could always store it. And that's something I would be very careful with. I do remember having a storage container, not a storage container, but a storage unit in one of the major storage companies in Tucson. And when the rates got raised so high that I decided that maybe I'll take a look at what I'm storing and remove those items because it may be too costly in order to retain the storage unit on a monthly basis. Well, so I employed that idea, and I went down to the storage unit and started cleaning it out, and I could not believe the number of empty cardboard boxes that I was storing. Why? Because at that time period, there was sort of a requirement to retain the box when you bought something and ship it back to the manufacturer in order to get it repaired or get it replaced. And I had totally forgotten about all the boxes that may be stored within the storage unit that were empty only because I was going to ship back the item of which I no longer had in my possession. And I thought that had to be not too smart of an idea. So I was paying a large amount of money for storing empty boxes. But anyway, storing items that may be important, maybe of antique nature, if you do not have a space, you can surely rent a pod if your homeowners association or your area doesn't mind doing that, and store that accordingly. Or you can buy a shed, put it on your property, and store items within the shed. Well, we're coming to the end of the program, folks. It's been very enjoyable being with you. The next person up is going to be none other than Jeff Prather of the Prather Point. And I always wonder if he's going to have a sufficient material to discuss with us about the activities that are going on within the United States. I think there are a few items out there, but that would be something that Jeff's going to have available for you as the day progresses in the next hour. I see him smiling behind the glass, so I think he has a few items to discuss with us. Always very interesting in listening to his program and very educational from that standpoint. There are a lot of things that can go on with the cleaning of the home, and we can talk about those in the future items of the A Handyman's Haven, the Hammer Time Radio Show. I hope you have a very pleasant week, and we'll see you next week, folks. Enjoyed being with you.